It broadcast just 1 hour a day. It had four staff, and the BBC launched it this week, 32 years ago.
BBC Radio Guernsey is the latest of the BBC's local radio station network, providing a local service for Alderney, Sark, Herm and Guernsey. BBC Radio is due to be officially opened by the Bailiff of Guernsey in just a few moments.
This is a great and historic occasion when our own radio station, BBC Radio Guernsey, goes on the air and commences to serve the people of the bailiwick. It was in January of last year that the states agreed the establishment in this island of a community radio station by the British Broadcasting Corporation. Now, in little more than a year, the BBC has established that radio station and has brought it into operation.
The launch of Radio Guernsey this week in 1982. A landmark birthday this week for the chap who's been talking to London for generations. Steve Allen is 60.
I've never rated the staff in there, where they seem to have got all of life's losers. You know, it's you've got a woman serving you who's got sort of dyed hair with a ring through her nose. Now, I'm sorry, I always think slovenly attitude, you know, from management, slovenly workers. Simple as that.
Steve, in the midst of one of his famous LBC tirades. He's been at LBC now for 35 years. Here's a younger Steve on the news.
Transport Minister Nicholas Ridley is confirming that the government is considering bringing in troops to replace striking dockers. He says the government won't stand by and watch the country brought to a standstill.
Like so many of his generation, Steve began his radio career at UBN, the United Biscuits Network.
When I first joined UBN 4.5 years ago, I never realised that one day it would close. It's more than a job, it's a family, a way of life. We're also one of the best teams around. And to say thanks to all the people concerned would take all day. But one person who obviously springs to mind is Alan King. Without him having the confidence in me, you might not be listening to this message.
Happy 60th birthday, Steve Allen. And staying with LBC this week, in 1975, the station gave away 20,000 daffodils at railway stations to mark the start of spring. 1986 now, and breakfast changes at Radio 2.
Breakfast listening.
Morning, morning. Yes, Jameson here, starting yet another career at the age of... excuse me, yes, everybody's talking.
Derek Jameson taking over from Ken Bruce on Breakfast at Radio 2. From beginnings to ends, and this week, 34 years ago, the Radio Caroline ship, the MV Mi Amigo, sank.
Well, we're sorry to tell you that due to the severe weather conditions and also to the fact that we're shipping quite a lot of water, we're closing down and the crew are at this stage leaving the ship. Obviously we hope to be back with you as soon as possible, but we'd just like to assure you all on land that there's nothing to worry about. We're all quite safe. Just for the moment we'd like to say goodbye. Tom?
Yeah, it's not a very good occasion really. I'll have to hurry this because the lifeboat is standing by. We're not leaving and disappearing. We're going onto the lifeboat hoping that the pumps can take it. If they can, we'll be back. If not, well, I don't like to say it.
I think we'll be back one way or another,
yeah,
Tom.
I think so.
From all of us, for the moment, goodbye and God bless.
The last poignant moments in the life of one of the original Radio Caroline ships this week in 1980. On a lighter note, there's a new entry in this week's chart in 1981.
We have a new entry at
number 26
from Darren Darren. Thank you very much for a couple of people who rang up and I didn't realise that I said it, but I mispronounced the name. I said Darren Darren and Planet Earth at number 26, when of course it should be, as everybody knows, Duran Duran. When you're doing a tight scheduled process, sometimes you mispronounce things. I do apologise. None of us are too big to apologise.
The legendary Tony Blackburn. It's exactly 20 years this week since the seeds were set for the final national commercial radio service. Six bids for the speech-based radio licence were received, and they were from News Talk, Apollo, LBC, First National Entertainment, the Jim Black Broadcast Company, and the eventual winner, Talk Radio. 1976, and commercial radio arrives this week in Northern Ireland.
And we kick the whole thing off this morning with Randy Edelman, former hit for the Unit 4 Plus 2, a song called Concrete and Clay. Welcome to the world of 293 Downtown Radio.
You to me are sweet as roses in the morning.
The launch of Downtown Radio this week in 1976, in troubled times. Finally this week, a farewell to one of the most famous names in American music radio. Ron Lundy died this week 4 years ago. Take a listen to this.
WABC Music Radio, this is Ron Lundy. Good afternoon. Raining now, 33. WABC degrees. I just thought I'd play a song for you by the Bee Gees. Is that okay? Thank you.
So, with Radio Jackie launching in London this week in 69, XFM launching in Manchester 8 years ago...
97.7 XFM Manchester is live on air!
...and Piccadilly shareholders rejecting the Midlands radio deal 25 years ago...
...after the radio station's shareholders voted narrowly to reject a planned merger between Piccadilly and two stations in the Midlands.
Those are this week's Radio Moments. Radio Moments!